I was recently asked to explain the order of the tefillah on Leil Shabbat Arbit according to the minhag of Aram Soba Yotzei Halab. The custom was and still is today to begin Leil Shabbat Arbit with Mizmor Le David, Havu La Hashem Ben Elim. The custom is not to say the Anna Bechawah. We move on to the Lecha Dodi. After Lecha Dodi, Mizmor Shirim Shabbat and Hashem Malach. There is no Kaddish after that. We go straight into Kol Yisrael, Bemim Adlikin. Al Minhag after Bemim Adlikin is to say Rabbi Hananya Ben Akashya. Not to say Amar Rabbi Azar, Amar Rabbi Hanina, like it's written in some of the Sidurim. Following Kaddish Al Yisrael, we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat a second time, sitting. We do not stand the second Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat. Followed by Hashem Malach Utlabesh, and Menagin Halab was to sit as well during the Kaddish of Arbit. Although those that stand, they stand for the Barechu in order to receive the extra Neshama Yetera during the Barechu. The question was, however, in the Lecha Dodi, which is a song that was written by the Bishlomo Elkabetz, the Menhagin Halab was to skip certain paragraphs of that song. The song actually has the rabbi's name in its acronym. Shamor v'zachor is a shin. Likrat Shabbat Lechu v'nilcha is a lamed. Mikdash Melech in Melucha is a mem. And then we say it oreri, which is which is Rashi Tevot Shlomo, which is the author's name, Rabbi Shlomo Elkabetz. So we say Rashi Tevot Shlomo, Shamor v'Zachor, Lekrat Shabbat, Mikdash Melech, Het Oreri. Now Rabbi Shlomo Elkabetz happened to be a Levi, so he did allude to that in the Pizmon itself, in the paragraphs Het Na'ari, that's a He. Lo tevoshi is a lamed, vehayulim shisa shosayich is a vav, and yamin usmol tefrosi is a yud. Rashi tevot halevi. So he put his whole name, Shlomo Halevi, in the song. We skip halevi. We don't say it na'ari. We do not say lo tevoshi. We do not say Bahayulim Shisa Shosayich, nor do we say Yamin Usmol Tefrosi. Why do we skip those sections? The rabbi wrote it. Who are we to come along now and skip half the song? The simple interpretation is because in Halab the custom always was to go short, to minimize, just like we do on the Azharot. We sing the first three, we sing the last three. Just like when it comes to a lot of the piyutim that we say on Yamim Noraim, we skip the long part and we just say the small version, which it seems that was always the custom in Syria. But there's a deeper reason. There was a false Mashiach that they called Shabtai Svi. Shabtai Svi's influence, unfortunately, was very pronounced in Halab, where the people got drawn after him and believed in this Mashiach, in this Messianic movement that he started. Of course, he was a faker and he was a false, and it led many people astray, giving them false hopes. The Achamim in Syria were very cautious thereafter in the Tefillah not to make any great strong references to the Mashiach, because they didn't want the people again to get drawn into this movement. If you look at these sections that we skip, all of them refer to the Mashiach. Hitna'ari me'afar kumi, aliyad ben Yishai betalachmi. We're talking about Ben Yishai, David HaMelech, was the Mashiach.
לא תבושי ולא תקל מי. ונבנתה עיר על תילה, ובית המקדש הוא מבילט, והיו למשיסה שוסייך, יסיס עלייך אלוקייך, ימין ושמאל תפרוסי, על יד איש בן פרסי, that's the בן פרסי is the son of Peretz, which is the Mashiach. All these four paragraphs have a strong reference to those subjects, so the Hakamim, to protect the community, didn't want to make an extra focus on them, and therefore we follow the Minhag until today, and therefore we only say Rashi Tevot Shlomo. Again, Shemot Bezachor, Mikrat Shabbat, Mikdash Melech. We skip it Na'ari, but it already is the same here. So therefore we pick it up, and then of course we say Boi B'Shalom, which is the final paragraph, which everybody says, which is where we make the actual Kabbalah Shabbat.